If you've got a Bible, can you open it up to 1 John? Keep it open. And I'm going to pray. Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Well, friends, this week's been incredibly difficult and hard, as many of you know. It's, you know, how Shelley is battling with her health, battling with her treatment, and I didn't think things could get worse than what we experienced this week, with her body shutting down. And it's pretty distressing to stand there and watch. Now, I know in our church at the moment, there are many people suffering. Suffering with illness. Suffering watching loved ones go through illness and sickness. Disease and brokenness. It's difficult. And we know in this world we will suffer. We will struggle. But it's hard when you see your loved one going through that. And at times you do ask, where is God in what we're going through? It's not doubting God's goodness or doubting that he's there or he doesn't love me or doesn't love us. But what is he doing in the midst of our suffering? What's he doing in the midst of our church when there are so many of us struggling through lots of things? You may have gathered already that it was a struggle to even write a sermon this week. But pick up your Bibles, let's have a look at this passage together. I'm just going to talk about it. Because where is God in the midst of things that we're going through in life? Where is we, even as we look at the world, we wonder where is God in what we're doing? Have a look at verse 24. The one who keeps God's commands lives in him and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. You know, just before that, we talk about, John talks about that we can stand in the presence of God even though our hearts may condemn us because we don't love people as we ought to love. Because God is greater than our hearts. But friends, not only can we can stand in his presence, he dwells in us. He is with us. And as Jay read from John 14, he's an advocate, he's our helper, he's our comforter who dwells in us. I'll let you into a little secret. I'm a fan of The Crown. Come on. Own up. There's more than that. The Crown. It's about the Queen. Yeah, there we go. The first three episodes or first three series, about the first three decades of the Queen. I think she's a remarkable leader. But to stand in her presence, you have to be announced. You can't sit until she sits. You can't shake a hand until she extends her hand to you. You can't speak to her unless she speaks to you first. Even her husband and children have to be announced. Hey, Mama, broke my arm. Sorry, son, you haven't been announced. What's it like to stand in the presence of the Queen? It's intimidating. If you've been watching poor old Harold Wilson, like he was like a kid in the principal's office, it wasn't very encouraging. You know, we can stand in the presence of God We don't have to wait till he extends his hand of grace to us. He's already done that in Jesus. John Newton wrote that his grace will carry me home as well. We don't have to wait for him to speak to us. He speaks to us in his word that brings comfort. We don't have to wait to sit in his presence until he sits. No, he sits in us. He dwells in us by his Spirit. I think that's extraordinary. Does it take away our pain and suffering? No. But one thing's for sure, that as we go through these things, he is there with us. Psalm 139 came to mind this week. And verse 7, where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. God dwelling in us is his hand that upholds us. His right hand is the one that holds us fast. His right hand is a sign of his strength. And his strength is at work in us because he dwells in us by his Spirit. And he will never let us go. It brings new meaning to the writer of the Hebrews who said, the Lord says, I will never leave you or forsake you. He'll never take his Spirit from you. He'll never leave you. He will never forsake you in those moments where you are suffering, where you are struggling. He is right there in your midst. I don't know what it is for you. I don't know what in your life what you've been struggling with or what you're struggling with now. But we have a Heavenly Father who has loved us that we're his children. And that is what we are. We have a Father who loves us with an everlasting love, who laid down his life for us through his Son. We have a Father who loves us by wrapping his arms around us. His right hand holds us fast. So where do we turn when life is difficult, when we're struggling? We can turn within and see that the Lord dwells in us. But you know what I've experienced this week? To know that the Spirit of God in us is that we see that through the way that we obey his commands and that command to love. I've seen the way that the church has loved us this week. So in those moments you are struggling, have a look around. God dwells in each one of us. And so when we gather together, when we meet with each other, we can see God is in us. And then we experience how God brings comfort and peace and love to us. It's through each one of us. That's why it's so important, the friends that we gather here together. Because we meet God in each other. And we can help each other as we go through these struggles. I'm so thankful for his church. Through prayers and practical things this week, I've seen the love of God at work. And that's how we know that the Spirit of God is in each one of us. But you know, friends, there are going to be people who try and rob you of that truth. John talks about believing every spirit, but we need to test the spirits. There's lots of spirits in this world of Satan who appears in false teachers who will try and lead you astray. They're talking about the gospel, the good news of Jesus who came in the flesh is about being healthy and wealthy. What a crock that is. That's not the gospel. But they'll say if you're not healthy and wealthy, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with your faith and some unrepentant sin in your life. Friends, that's a delusional and a lie. Friends, the gospel is that God has laid down his life for you. He's come in the flesh. Don't listen to those lies of the world that will deceive you. And there's many lies of this world that will say that, again, the prosperity gospel, you know, all the blessings that we have now is what God blesses with. No, we have every spiritual blessing that we need in Christ Jesus right now. And the pattern of the New Testament particularly is that we will suffer first before glory. The world says that you can have everything now. That's what you need now. Wealth, money, success, status, they're the things of this world. But the spirit that is in you can overcome those lies. My identity is wrapped up in Jesus as a child of his. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Friends, there's so much of this world that we want to rush off to when things are difficult. We try and find comfort in the other things of this world. But can I encourage you this morning, where our comfort comes from is the God who has spoken to us. He's where our help comes from. And whatever you're struggling or suffering in life, can I encourage you to keep meeting together? Because that is how God loves us. He loves us through each other. So if you're struggling here this morning, or you know someone is struggling, reach out to them. Because they'll meet God in you. They'll see God in you because he dwells in us by his Spirit. And love them. Comfort them. Share God's word with them. Because that is the truth. And we know the truth will set us free, doesn't it? I'm going to pray. And as we pray, pray along with me. What's on your heart? Who's on your heart this morning? In your family? Your friends? As Jay said, pray for those who don't know Jesus. I don't know how people go through life without Jesus. How do they make sense of the world? She'll be right, mate. I don't matter whether I die because I'm going to go play golf for all eternity. That's a lie. That's unsatisfactory, isn't it? Friends, people need to know about the hope that's found only in the Lord Jesus. So who is it this morning? Who's someone on your heart that doesn't know Jesus? Who in your family who is struggling and suffering this morning? Let's pray to our Heavenly Father. His Spirit dwells in us. He comforts us. He loves us. Empowers us. He'll carry us home. And then we'll see him and be like him. That's what we heard in 1 John, isn't it? Let me pray. Father God, we thank you for your love that you've lavished upon us. That we may be called your children, and that is what we are. And Father, at that moment you open our eyes to the truth, you dwell in us by your Spirit, and that we can call out Abba, Father. That you're not a Father that is distant, you're not a God who is indifferent, but you dwell in us. You welcome us in your presence. You embrace us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're entangled in that wonderful relationship with you. And Father, you promise never to let us go, that your right hand is our strength to uphold us. Father, speak to us this morning. Pour out your Spirit afresh on us. Lord, as we bring those before you now who are suffering in this brokenness of this world. And Lord, as darkness closes in, Lord, we know that you are light, that you are love, that you are hope, that you are comfort, that you are peace. And Father, those who are struggling and suffering, Lord, I pray that you'll strengthen them. That although we might ask, where are you? But we're reminded, Lord, that you are within us. Every step of the moment. You are there in our tears. You are there in our fears. You are there in our frustrations. You are there when we get down on our knees in hopelessness. You are there. So, Father, I pray that you will comfort us this morning through your word and by your Spirit that dwells in us. Father, help us to be people who truly love you and love one another. That as we love one another, we meet you. That we see you. But Lord, we know that we're going to see you face to face one day. And that we're going to be like you. Perfect. As the Lord Jesus is perfect. No more sickness, no more suffering, no more pain. But to stand in the presence of your glory, to sing your praise. As we read this morning, Lord, in Psalm 135, may we praise the Lord no matter what the circumstances is. For our happiness is not found in circumstances, but in the joy that your presence is with us and in us. Father, make our joy complete this morning. Point us to the Lord Jesus. May we find hope in him who laid down his life for us, who was raised in victory so that we have victory over sin and death and has set us free. Father, help us to walk in that freedom this morning and each day. Trust in you that your right hand will hold us fast. That you will not let our feet slip. For you, Lord, are my rock and my redeemer. Father, we love you and we thank you that your Spirit enables us to cry out, Abba, Father, and we do that this morning. So, Father, pray that you'll hear our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name.